time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? Hope you are well. So, I am going to be quiet because we have to get to this interview for our weekly show. We got two ladies on from the Haverhill Girls Track Circles. They are both state champions. They swept everything this season, the big meets, the Division I Regional, the All-State. They swept them in their respective events. And it's pretty historic for Haverhill as far as what we can tell. This has not happened. And in quite a bit, whether you're looking at two people winning in the same year for Haverhill or even just one in their events, like when's the last time this has happened? We're not getting the exact answer, but we think it's really historical. That's why we had them on the air. So we're going to pave the way for our two guests. Really fun interview with these two young ladies. And then after that, we'll give a little what's going on in the tournament.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with, I usually say one and only guest today. Now we have two and only guests today. So we are going to the Haverhill Track Circles with not one, but two state champions, Maddie Gonzalez and Lauren Downer. Both state champions, swept the whole thing. How's it going? Just shout out how you're doing, both of you.
Good. We're doing well, I think.
Yeah.
Three. Of course you're doing well. You won back state title. You won a couple weeks ago, the D1 only meet, and then followed it up with the All-State meet. You beat everybody in Massachusetts in your respective events. So we'll start with Maddie in talking a little bit about your shot put run. Take us to the most recent event, the All-State, where you finished on top. What happened? What went down?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. I haven't won ever, and this I've been doing it for 4 years now, so it was a super exciting day. I've been grinding all season, and coming out first means so much because I'm representing Massachusetts at the end of it, and being the best in all of Massachusetts, it's pretty mind-boggling to think about. I'm really impressed with myself, especially. I had a good series coming in. I've been consistently over 40, haven't gone under 40 in a meet for a while, which is great. I haven't hit my PR in a while, but I'm nearing it, which is exciting.
Yeah. So, like, what was, like, take me to last year, indoor shot put. Like, what was the best finish you had at the state level?
I think, I want to say outdoor, I got third. Indoor, I wasn't in the top three, even probably top six or seven, but nowhere near first.
That's amazing. So kind of came into the big picture, just like, here I am. What's up now? Senior, yeah. Legit. Lauren, how about your journey? put this into perspective for us. You swept just like Maddie did in your event, which was the 1,000, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got a school record. You broke your own that you set. Mm-hmm. 2:52.63. So that's a great time. What about your journey? What was the closest you have come to, you know, years past?
So last year in this meet, I got second place at the D1 meet, and then at All States too. And the same girl had won it both times. So I was just following behind her the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then this year, she wasn't there this year. And so I kind of just realized I had the opportunity to win, and I really pushed myself to get there.
Yeah. Was it the same though? Back-to-back weeks, you had the D1 championship and then you had the All States championship. Was it the same girl who was in second place at both meets behind you?
Yeah. At the divisional meet, she fell at the beginning, and then she ended up dropping out of the race on the third or fourth lap. Mm-hmm. So I knew she was a really strong competitor, and I knew she'd be back really strong for the All State meet. And she did. She got a huge PR, and it was like a really competitive, it was a good race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. PR, but not as good as your PR, right? where was she? How close was it? You're 2:52.63. Where was she roughly?
She ran 2:54, and her prior PR was 2:58.
Okay. So, and something about this is, and I'll go back to Maddie on this, is you guys are able to tell going into a meet, like who you're going up against, and their throws are like Maddie, right? So did you have someone sort of targeted, not like you can do anything about their performance, like basketball, you can't guard them, obviously. Like, did you have your sights set? Okay, listen, someone on Western Mass is throwing blah, blah. I gotta make sure I'm in that ballpark.
Yeah. So honestly, the results weren't on par to the seedings. The girls who, aside from myself, some of the girls who were seeded second, third didn't place what they were projected to place. Huh. But it's hard maintaining first, to say the least. You feel like you're being chased. But I knew there was a girl from West Springfield. She had just thrown 40. And then Brooke from Bishop Feehan, she was just under 40. So I knew they were chasing me and they were close. And I was just hoping I'd throw 43 again, because I sometimes think they're closer than they are, and it's a few inches, but in reality, I have a couple feet on them.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was just trying to mentally compete. Brooke had me for a little bit in the beginning of my series, but then I caught up to her, and then I was just locked in from there.
Yeah. When you say had me, like, explain that. Is that like a series of like 5 throws and then you take the best, or?
Yeah. So we do, the prelims are, you get 3 throws each. And then the finals are, the top 9 go to finals. 3 more throws. So I had a rough start. My first 2 throws were not where I wanted to be. Brooke was ahead of me. And on my 3rd throw, I was like, okay, I can't let this happen. I'm not going to get beat today. So I threw 41.
Yeah. Is that they take the best only for the finals, or the average?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the top 9. It's your best throw. And then your first 3 carry over, and it's the best of the 6.
Wow. Okay. So you really have to watch what the other girls do win, and it's like that pressure, like, oh man, she stepped it up today. I have to step it up too.
Yeah.
And Lauren, were you in your race, the 1,000, were you targeting that second place, you know, girl that ended up finishing second only, or was there someone, a couple others that were like, oh wow, they have some good times too?
Yeah, there were a few girls with PRs under 3 minutes. I knew there were at least 2 around the 2:58 range. And then there was a huge clump of girls at like 3:03. And I know they also can get like a good 5-second PR. It's possible. So I knew there would be good competition in the race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have a moment in the race where you felt that was like your strongest, like out of those legs, like the, you know, what do you go, 4:250 legs, kind of, you think in that term? Like, how do you think in terms of like the 1,000? Like, do you take it in fourths, thirds, halves? Like, how do you mentally go about running the 1,000? And with that said, what was your best sort of clip, if you will?
So after every lap, I kind of count down. So then I'm like, after the first lap, I'm like, okay, only 800 meters left. That seems short.
Yeah.
And then after that, 600. And then after that, 400 laps. And then I try to imagine like an outdoor track, and I'm like, okay, this would be the last lap. So then you have to start picking it up then. Mm. And then halfway around the
with 400 left, it's 300. And then I'm like 300 left. That's super fast.
Yeah.
And then right when you hear the bell ring, and then I really like, I saw the clock and I was like, I have to run a fast last lap to get a PR. And so I really just tried to push the last lap to do that.
How many indoor laps total for the 1,000?
It's five.
Five. Okay. And would the mile outdoor be four laps around the track? Like how?
Yeah.
Okay. But Maddie, tell me about the regular season, the Merrimack Valley, that whole dynamic of that great conference, so many good competitors. How did that end up going? And did you end up winning the MVC championship too?
Yeah. So compared to past years, this year was a little dull. There wasn't a ton of competition. There weren't a ton of stellar throwers. It's all underclassmen. We lost a lot of seniors last year. Yeah. So from time to time that got a little hard because I like being pushed and I like having to chase somebody. And when I'm just chasing myself and my own PR, my motivation kind of dwindles.
Yeah.
I took the MVC championship win, which was super exciting. I had that last year as well.
Nice.
But I'm really proud of all the girls in the MVC. We all have a close dynamic. I'm sure Lauren can say the same about the winners. All the throwers and I are really great. So when we succeed, we're succeeding with each other. It never feels like a true competition.
Yeah, that is. How about the Merrimack Valley dynamic for you, Lauren? How did that go? Were there close competitors in the 1,000 in that?
So last year at the MVC meet, I ran the 1,000, but this year I ran the 6.
Okay.
And it was good. I won it. And then the one girl from Central, Laura Fennessy, behind me, she was pretty close to me. And the 600, I like doing the 600 a few times this year. It was good speed work. And at that meet, I happened to get the meet record, which was super exciting. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was like going to be in reach. but yeah, so I got a PR. And then the girl that got second, she also got a PR. So it was really exciting for the both of us.
That is exciting. Yeah. So 600 meet record.
Yeah.
Was that a school record as well?
Yeah.
All right. You got the school record in the 6 and 1,000. Am I missing any?
The outdoor 800.
Outdoor as well. Okay. You're going to try to beat that this spring. You're going to try to beat that this spring. Which one is that? Which event for outdoors?
The 800.
Okay. So you got the 800 outdoor record. Mm-hmm. Indoor 6 and 1,000. Maddie, is any of your efforts school records?
Yeah. So I have the indoor record for shot put and the outdoor record for shot put. And then this year, I'm really shooting for the outdoor discus record.
So at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, folks, we are talking to two goats here. Like, goats. Do you guys even use that term, by the way, goat?
A lot of people do.
Out a little, but sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know if I was being, like, old with that statement.
No.
Okay. All right. She's the goat. All right. What? I'm what? Okay. That's good to know. I mean, you guys. Okay. MVC champs. State champs. Maddie. Is New England's insights? Do we do that now?
Yeah. So I have New England's this upcoming Saturday. I believe I'm seated second. A girl from Connecticut has me, but I'm really pushing for first. Yeah. And I'm hoping to place at least top three, but always striving for a win.
Have you gone to New England's before?
Yeah, I went last year. I got 8th indoor, 5th outdoor. So it'll be a big increase compared to 8th. Last year.
Yes, that's a heck of a gain. And same question for you, Lauren. What's the New England landscape look like for you?
I was really debating it, but I don't think I'm going to do it because I like to just take a few weeks to train and like give myself, my body a little break because I have been racing a lot before Nationals.
Oh, okay. So Nationals, you are going.
Yeah. We're both going to go to New Balance.
Yeah.
Both of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we missing any other Haverhill girls tracks competitors?
We have the girls SMR team, which is also going to Nationals.
Okay, give them a shout out, Lauren. Who are they?
So we have Gianna Spiro. She's our first 200 leg. And then Avery Lescord is the second 200 leg. And then we have Maddie Croft, who's running the 400. And then I'll be running the 800.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
And Maddie, team-wise, did Haverhill, how was Haverhill in the whole team regular season Merrimack Valley standings and the league meet? Did you have finishes that you know of in those? You know your finishes?
For like Haverhill across the board?
Like overall, yeah. Like where did the girls end up?
We scored pretty highly in both the MVC and Division I meet.
We got 6th at the divisionals. I know that. And then
I think maybe fourth
at MVCs. Yeah, I think so, which is super exciting because I feel like Haverhill has gone a little while without placing. And I know Mags and Benny were both so excited that we got sixth in Division One, which was so exciting for the whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren, who usually in your career has been at the top of the MVC in terms of the league meet as a team, the regular season as a team? They always do things in the statement. Is there one school that rises above the others?
So normally it's Central Catholic. I think they've won the MVC meet at least the past 2 years in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Bill Ricca's also been super strong. North Andover, Andover.
So, Maddie, what was that like, given all that? Haverhill hasn't really been in that mix, and now you're sitting at the podium on the top step.
Yeah. It's honestly so exciting, and at the end of the day, I can't speak for Lauren, but we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for our team, and knowing that these points are fueling our team's fourth place or sixth place is so special. Because often track is viewed as an individual sport, but I'd say it's less of an individual sport than people may think. I know you're competing by yourself and it's just you, but we're still all a team getting points for the whole team.
Yeah. Lauren, what happens next after like nationals and then you have outdoors? What happens even after that? Is there a post-academic high school plans in the mix yet?
Yeah. So I'm committed to go to Tufts University to continue my academic and athletic.
Nice. Is that all three sports, cross country, indoor, outdoor?
Yeah.
For the jumbos?
Yes, the jumbos.
Maddie, what's any plans for you?
Yeah, I'm going to Holy Cross where I'll continue my academic and athletic career.
Wow. And that is the Crusaders, correct?
Mm-hmm, the Crusaders, yeah.
Crusaders and the jumbos.
Yeah.
We won't be too far.
Yeah, you're keeping it mass real. Like you're still kicking it in mass. And
yeah.
That's amazing. How is Holy Cross track, women's track usually been lately? Are they making a lot of noise in the national level, anything like that?
They do pretty well, especially in the Patriot League, which is a competitive conference. They have their league meet pretty soon. I don't know if they have a few stellar athletes who often are known nationwide. But yeah, I'm excited to go there.
Yeah. Any differences in the shot put, like the weight or nothing like that?
No. So the weight stays the same for women, but for men, it actually goes up to 16 pounds, but not for girls. Okay.
And Lauren, talking to Tufts and everything, like where do you think you'll have success events wise? I know college events are different, cross country's longer and, all that. Where do you think you're going to have some success there?
I think I'll probably stick to the 800 and probably try to go for a few school records in the 800. And then I think we'd have a good DMR team. The coaches talked a little bit about that. And then regarding cross country, I probably won't be racing a lot because cross country really isn't my big thing. But I still think it's really good to stay in shape. And it's a really good team, space.
Yeah. What intrigues you, Lauren, academically for a college?
Well, I want to do pre-med, so I know Tufts, they have a really well medical school, and so I know that for undergrad, it would set me up to do good in the future.
Yeah, and Maddie's academically?
Yeah, same deal. So I want to go pre-PA. I'm going to major in biology. Holy Cross is really strong in their science program, and they have a super strong alumni connection, so a lot of kids end up getting jobs right out of Holy Cross, and the alumni everything to do with the alumni. Alumni are strong and they set you up very well for your future.
Yeah. So similar pursuits there for each of you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be working someday in the city and one of our fancy Boston hospitals, maybe. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll drift too far from each other.
No. Yeah. Well, watch out, State, because you're back for the outdoors, both of you, right? And ready to rip it up again. And you do discus as well, Maddie, in the spring? Or?
Yeah. Shot put is still my priority, but I throw a disc a little bit.
Okay. So you'll see what happens there. I mean, what do you think, school record in sight? Or are you more like, yeah?
Yeah, I think there's a really solid chance I could get it. I mean, outdoors is a pretty long season. We have a lot of time. That's about 3 months, and I think it's within reach.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I appreciate coming on the show. I was so excited that last night I went to Haverhill Chinese Buffet. Like celebrate your achievements. I had I'm actually up in Manchester, New Hampshire. I had an errand to do down there. So I'm like, all right, I'll head over. And like, everyone was talking about you guys. It was amazing. Like, but honestly, the final question is like, has coach told you about the significance of these state titles? Like, you know, when's the last individual Haverhill girl to win a shot put and to win 1,000? Maddie, we'll start with you. Do you know the history of this?
I don't. I honestly don't think a Haverhill girl has ever won the shot put, which this is super exciting. And I put so much pressure on myself that I can't eat. Like when I finished, my parents were like, you won. And I'm like, no, but I didn't throw what I wanted to. And they were like, Maddie, you just won states. Like, be proud of yourself. Over the weekend and today, especially, it's sort of resonated with me a little more. And now I'm like, oh, wow. I actually won.
I actually 100% get that. Like, yeah. I used to be an athlete and a coach, and like in the heat of the moment, like you're not out of it yet. Like,
yeah.
You don't realize it like until you like today, the following day. How about you, Lauren? Did you learn of any history or perspective on a Haverhill girl doing what you did?
I don't know if there was a Haverhill girl that has ever won the 1,000, but I know it's been a few years since Haverhill has brought home a state title. And I don't know. Because there was two this time. So I don't know if that probably hasn't happened in a long time, if it has.
Yeah. That's why you're on the show, because I was, you know, following the Twitter world, right? And I see Coach tweeting about you two back to back. I'm like, what? And what?
Yeah.
Great. Shocking.
Yeah. I finished my race and ran over because it was like my mom, Maddie, her parents. My dad was over by the stand, so I always go over there. And then they congratulated me, and then I asked Maddie, I was like, how did you do? Did you win? And she was like, yes. And then it was a super exciting moment.
Yeah, I literally lost my voice screaming.
Well, I'm glad you got it back for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
All right. Well, ladies, congrats once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming on the show, and you know, look forward to, you know, hey, let's book it now. Conversation in June, third week.
Yep.
In June.
Sounds good.
We'll talk again. All right.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We'll
talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was our ladies from Haverhill. Thank you, guys. What a great interview, and a great future ahead of them. Holy Cross, Tufts, what solid school choices, you know, and getting into like the medical profession. They're great athletes. I just adored them. It was so fun. So let's look at what's going on in the MIAA tournament, shall we? So Division I boys basketball, we know that's super hot for us in the Merrimack Valley. So let's hop on to D1 and see where we stand. This is only Tuesday afternoon. We get a little bit of an early deadline this week, so we're not getting much in terms of great results for you. But we do know North Andover is hosting New Bedford on Friday night at 6:30. So that's a cool matchup to watch. Our boys from Methuen on Thursday night will be traveling to Bridgewater Raynham for a 25-8 matchup. Methuen's 25 seed at 7 o'clock tip-off. Central Catholic is hosting the winner of King Philip Regional in Needham, and that will be on Thursday night at 7. Lowell, your 5 seed, is playing Taunton. That's in the books, and that is 6 o'clock at Lowell High. So plenty of action in the Valley to start early, and I think the only one we're missing possibly is Andover. Where is Andover matched up? They're on the other side of the bracket, and they are getting Boston College. Boston College High on Friday night in Andover at home. So hot Merrimack Valley action postseason-wise happening on Friday night. Really, really cool stuff. And that's about it for that. Let's look at just quickly, because it's so early and, you know, things we say now are going to be so outdated because it's a lot of tournament action every single night. How about Division One girls basketball, right? Central Catholic is playing Algonquin at home, 8 Central, 25 Algonquin, and that's a Thursday night tip-off at 5. And then you've got Needham and Andover, tough matchup for Andover on the road on Thursday night at 6. On the other side of the bracket, we got Chelmsford is having a great season. They're on the road, though. They're going to Westford Academy on Friday night at 7. So we'll see what happens there. And that's it. How about we look at one more bracket? How about boys ice hockey Division 2? Because we know Billerica and Tewksbury are in there, 1-4. If they win all their tournament games, we have a Billerica-Tewksbury state championship. A lot has to happen before that. In fact, Billerica has to beat Newton South on Wednesday night. We'll see if they did that. That's a 1-32 game. Newton South beat Agawam 3-1. And then Tewksbury opens up on Thursday night, 7-10, hosting Westfield. So that's a 4-29 game. North Andover's in there at 28. They're on the road to Concord Carlisle on Wednesday night after our deadline. Just an FYI. Let's see. You're looking at... looks like that's it for the Valley. So how about ladies hockey? Just check that out. You've got on one side of the bracket, North Andover hosting Franklin. That's the 4-29 seed. That's on, actually, it already happened. So by the time this comes out, there'll be a result there. Shawshene Valley Tech is on the road to Natick on the 26th. So that's Wednesday night. And then way on the other side, Billerica, the 11th seed, is hosting Boston Latin on Wednesday night. Central Catholic Methuen, a little valley matchup. That's at Methuen High School on Wednesday night. So that's a 6-27, 6 being Methuen. And I think Andover is also in it. And they are the 10 seed on Wednesday night, hosting Lincoln Sudbury, Tewksbury, in Tewksbury. And that does it. So listen, thanks for tuning in. This is the place to come for the tournament action. We're going to get fewer and fewer teams to discuss. So more intense analysis. You can promise. I can promise you that. But thanks to our guests. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber for being our sponsor, keeping us going. So everybody have a great week. We will see you next week where things become a lot more thin but clear in terms of who is going to take the throne in their respective sports. Will a Valley team emerge and grab a MIAA championship plaque? Stay with us next week.